At about the 10th hour it was reported that Necropan, Egypt, was beneath, and at this surprising information, because at the speed I had ordered, we should have been at least 6 hours longer in coming to that country, I inquired of the Valksman his reason for increasing speed without orders. No good reason being given, I severely reprimanded the conductor, and ordered that a descent be made to terra firma, in order that we might travel by day over the wasted land, as our word Satamand may be translated, which is the Sahara Desert of today. This great wade some of our party had never seen, and to allow them the privilege we settled down to spend the night on an elevated ridge, high enough to be above malarious influences, for we were near where modern Liberia lies. Though we called it Satamand, or the wasted land, yet it was not such an end region then as it is now. Water, if not as abundant as it was imposed, was abundant enough to give a wealth of tropical trees of the hardier sorts, sufficient at least to hide the nakedness of the slopes and hills of that old seabed. There were even a few saline lakes there, broad and blue, and it was around these that the population was centered. But the same dread catastrophe that overtook Fairpose laid its terrible hand upon Necropan, and its beauty of verdure or vegetation, went out from the land, because the geological changes withdrew all the water from the surface, and hid it so that only artesian augers could find it. The same mighty throw rent the rocks through and through in southwest Inclia, and today there is in that arid region scenery most fantastic. We had passed the power of my pen to describe, where flows the Rio Gila, the Colorado, and Colorado Chiquita. But I will reserve the description, and when it is given it shall be in other words than mine, so that thou and I, my friend, shall together have the pleasure of enjoying a fine word, painting. Continues later.